And on Mondays, we talk about technology. Today, podcasting. Many of you may have heard the word, but don't know exactly what it is. Some of you would be regular listeners to NPR podcasts. To give it a little definition, podcasts are essentially audio or video files sent out to subscribers over the web. And here to talk about recent trends in podcasting is Rob Walsh. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, you run the website podcast411.com, and you're co-author of the book Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. So let me ask you, how has podcasting changed? It's been about 2.5 years since it really took off.
I think early on it was purely the hobbyist, pure passion. Now it's starting to move into where people's first question to me seems to be, how do I make money at this?
Now, some are highly produced. Many others not very highly produced, but they actually get an audience. We have a clip of a podcast that's recently become quite popular. It's called Grammar Girl.
Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is although versus while. I often have to tell people that their pet peeves aren't actually hard and fast.
That would appeal to a lot of public radio listeners, I think, from the letters we get. But why would that be so popular?
She takes what would normally be a snooze material and she gives it a little spice, and she does it and presents it in a very professional way, in a very entertaining way. And educational podcasts are really taking off lately. I mean, if you look at Libsyn.com, which is the biggest host of podcasts, and you look at their top 100, the top four right now are all educational podcasts.
We have a clip of one podcast that will teach you Spanish.
You're listening to Coffee Break Spanish,
the show that brings you language learning with your latte.
With Coffee Break Spanish, you're going to be learning to speak and understand the language.
Does he have a Scottish accent?
Yes, he does. If you're in Scotland and you want to learn Spanish, he's the one to go to. But even, it really doesn't matter. That's the beauty of podcasting. There is no set voice. There is not that radio voice. I hear people say, oh, I want to get into podcasting, but I don't have a radio voice. There is no such thing as a radio voice in podcasting.
Right, and I'm not even going to go there with public radio voice. Do any of these podcasts make money?
There are a few people that are making a living, but it's a very small percentage. Ask a Ninja, which is a very popular video podcast, is making some good money. They just signed a large contract deal with Federated Media. The Mommy Cast had a six-figure deal with Dixie Paper. Rocket Boom has gotten $250,000 in advertising. But the numbers of people that are making enough money to quit their day job is very small. You know, you're talking less than 100 at this point out of 90,000 podcast feeds. Most of the money right now is being made by people that are producing the podcasts. The analogy is the gold rush in the 1840s. The people that made the money there weren't the people digging for gold, but rather the people supplying the blue jeans and the pickaxes and the equipment. In this case, today, the people that are doing the behind-the-scenes work are the ones, you know, producing for other companies, for book authors. Book authors want to get their name out, so they come to someone, hire them to create a podcast series.
Rob Walsh talks about podcasting on his website, Podcast 411.